here with Maxwell Carlisle of the Bahelian, and of course, doing his solo stuff as well. And Maxwell, you know, talk about what you currently have going on right now, and I know you got a new album coming out, and talk a little bit about that.
Sure. Well, my last release, I did an EP just last year, towards the end of last year, called Full Metal Thunder, and it's a five-song EP. There's actually six tracks on the album. There's like a radio edit of the title track. But that came out, and it's been really well received. You know, we did a number of shows to support the EP. It's just, you know, it's straight ahead, kind of classic power metal. It's kind of a blend of heavy metal and power metal. You know, it's got the double bass and the shred solos and the high scream vocals and that kind of stuff. And I think, you know, just fans of, you know, Judas Priest and Manowar and Iron Maiden and, you know, Ozzy and any fan of shred guitar too will really dig that stuff. So anyway, that came out last year. And right now, I've got a new album, a full-length album. It's not out yet, but it's coming out soon, and I've got a single out for it right now. That's called Visions of Speed and Thunder. And basically what it is I went back through my last, but basically all my solo albums, and there have been four solo albums. And I went back through those albums, and I chose kind of my favorite tracks off of each of those albums, like two or three off of each album.
Mm-hmm.
And I totally remixed them, and in one case, there's actually one song that I completely re-recorded, and, you know, everything's remastered, and then I recorded some brand new tracks and put it all on one big, you know, one big compilation. So that's called Visions of Speed and Thunder. And like I said, the title track is out now as a single. It's on iTunes and all that stuff. And it's, you know, it's more metal, you know. It's metal and shredding and, you know, high energy, you know, catchy songs, that kind of thing. And I'm working, I wish I had a release date for it right now, but there's some stuff going on with, you know, labels and things like that, so it's not quite dialed in yet.
All the fun behind-the-scenes stuff that people never understand sometimes.
Yeah, the necessary evils, you know, of the music business.
Well, you know, Maxwell, it's interesting because I've listened pretty closely to your new EP, and I never really heard anything from you before, but, you know, listening to your guitar work and listening to what you put into that, it almost, I hear a lot of the band loudness in a lot of your playing. It's almost as if to me that you seem to be very heavily influenced by them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm a big Akira Takasaki. You know, that guy's a master, and, you know, not just in solos, you know, which is what he's famous for, but he's a great writer, just in terms of the songs and the riffs, you know. And he's the kind of guy where he's had a really long career. Obviously, the band Loudness has had a really long career, and they're still putting out new material, and it's still, you know, it's still really solid songwriting. And longevity is a thing that I really admire in bands. You know, it's something I hope that I can achieve, you know, 20, 30 years from now. You know, I'd still like to be enjoying what I do and out there and playing.
Well, Maxwell, you know, you've played with a lot of really, really great musicians, and you also play in the band Bahelian, and many of these people that you have played on albums with and that you've played shows with, you know, a lot of them have been around for a very, very long time in the music business and are still kind of alive and kicking. And you know, is there anything that you've learned from any of these people that has really helped you what you do, say, today?
That's a great question. I mean, I think the stuff that has really been valuable, you know, that I've really learned has, I think the biggest thing has been you've got to be comfortable kind of letting go of things and knowing when to move on, you know, because, you know, in the music business, I mean, there can be trouble between band members. I mean, there's always trouble with, like, record labels and management and, you know, publicists and booking agents, you know, all these people who are involved in the business. And if you let that stuff, you know, if you let yourself get bitter about that stuff when things go bad, I think that's how they really kill their career. You know, they get bitter about things and jaded. And, you know, I mean, like Michelangelo Video is a great example. I mean, he's, you know, he's been through a lot of stuff. You know, he's had record labels try to screw him over and all kinds of promoters, you know, where they book him and he flies out someplace and they don't want to pay him and this kind of stuff. I mean, he's told me all kinds of horror stories. But the guy just, you know, he knows when to let go of things and not be bitter about stuff. You know, you talk to him today and he still has a great attitude and still loves what he does. And because of that, I think, in large part, that's why he still has a career that's lasted 30, 40 years, you know, and is as strong as it's ever been. You know, so for me, that's the most valuable thing I've learned. It's just, you know, don't get jaded and don't get too bitter things when they don't go the way you want.
Now, talk a little bit about some of the other things you have going on besides the EP. I know you're involved with a lot of other bands, and you're involved with and playing on some records and doing some guest appearances and things like that. And maybe talk a little bit about some of the stuff that you have currently going on besides your new EP.
Yeah, I mean, I do. Obviously, I've got my solo band, and I've got Hellion. And the thing with Hellion, too, is I'm not just like, you know, obviously the rest of the band is... I guess you could say more established. I mean, like you said, the band's been around for a long, long time. So in some ways, I'm kind of the new kid in the band. But I'm still very involved in the writing, you know, in the recording process and that kind of stuff. So that's a pretty large time commitment right there. But yeah, even outside of those two things, I still, you know, I do outside writing projects. Sometimes I'll, you know, people ask me to write songs. There's kind of, you know, ghostwriting stuff where I'm writing songs for the people that will end up on their album, even though I might not play on it. And, you know, I'll do, like, shred projects. Like, I played on the last Michael Baglio album called Intermezzo, which was a really cool project. There were just amazing players on there. Just total... I was just, like, Shred City with those guys. It's like Jeff Loomis and George Lynch and Michael Romeo and all kinds of stuff on there. So that was really cool. But I'd say, you know, my main... two main focuses are with my solo material and help, you know, and there's, of course, there's live stuff in both those bands too.
Now, you know, doing a solo thing is obviously gives you a lot of freedom to pretty much do what you want, which is why it's, you know, it's called a solo album. And you know, you've worked with a lot of great names. And are there any people out there that you would love to work with that you haven't worked with yet?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, there's you know, you never know, you know, what's going to happen in the future, but I would love to do something with Gus G. I think he's a really killer player, and kind of, very similar styles and stuff I'm doing, plus he and I are about the same age, you know, so I think we would have a lot of, you know, kind of common ground. You know, and there's all kinds of names. I would love to do, you know, stuff with, you know, I mean, I could go on, you know, Akira Takasaki, there's some other great players from Japan I would love to get involved with, and Paul Gilbert. I mean, there's guys from the European scene, you know, Luca Turilli, I'm a big fan of and really admire his writing style. I could just go on and on and on.
Well, if you could pick one band, and it could be a band that doesn't exist anymore, it could be a band that's currently around, and you could pick one band to go up on stage and jam with or play with, or even play with on an album, I mean, who would it be? I mean, like, for example, you know, one of your favorite, you know, in a dream world, whether the band exists or not, they say, hey, Maxwell, we want you to come on stage with us and play. You know, what band would you love to do that with?
Oh, man, that would be so tough. Okay, if I just have to pick one, I mean, maybe Racer X.
Okay.
Yeah. I might go with Racer X. I just feel like, obviously, that's a band that, you know, it's a very... technically high-level band, but at the same time, it's a very fun band, and I feel like it's the kind of band that you could actually get up and jam with, and it would just be mind-blowing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I could say stuff like, you know, like Dream Theater or something like that, but I feel like that's the kind of thing where, you know, you've got to rehearse a month in advance in order to make it work, you know, so...
Well, you know, Dream Theater would be a little bit of a challenge, but, you know, Paul Gilbert's no slouch either. I mean, he's an absolutely amazing guitar player, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah, he's a monster. He's an absolute monster player, you know. And he's, you know, another guy who's had a great, long career.
Now, are you doing any other guest spots? I know you've done some stuff with Michelangelo Beto and quite a few other guitar players, and you've played on some pretty cool records with a lot of really killer guitar players playing on them, and... I know that there's a lot of different shredders out there, and I know you're kind of a newer name in the business. But is there anybody out there that you are going to be doing any type of guest spots with?
You know, I have gotten a couple of requests from people, but it's not to the point know. So I wouldn't really say that I'm doing anything right now, just because, I mean, I honestly, there are always people who contact me to play on stuff, and then never really finish, you know, their end of it, and so it doesn't
mean
anything. That happens all the time. That's kind of a classic L.A. thing, but, so there's honestly nothing really that I would say right now.
Now, where do you get some of your fan response from? I know a lot of people out there, they get responses from people in Japan, you get responses from people in Europe, especially if they're from the States, but they don't get very much response from the U.S. And again, there are those groups and those artists that do get that type of response, and maybe talk a little bit about, you know, where your fan response comes from and where the demographic of your fan base is from.
Yeah, sure. Well, I get some response from people in the state, but probably most of them are people who are musicians or, you know, the death metal fans who are into the underground stuff. Obviously, the music I'm doing doesn't really fit into mainstream you know, what's going on in the U.S. right now. So the biggest response, actually the biggest response I get is from South America.
Yeah.
And I get people contacting me all the time asking me to come to, you know, Brazil and Venezuela and all kinds of places like that, which I would love to do. And then the second to that would be Europe, you know, especially, you know, places like Sweden and Germany.
Yeah.
And I do get some response from Japan, which I'm trying to kind of develop a bit more right now, because I would really love to get over there, and I think the stuff I'm doing would be well received. I really have not played outside the U.S., which is kind of a bummer for me, you know, because I get a better response outside of the U.S. in terms of, you know, people getting into my music and stuff. And, you know, part of it, obviously, there's a lot of, you know, the logistics of getting an independent band, you know, on a sizable tour, you know, in South America or any other part of the world. You know, it's a difficult thing. You know, it's one thing, you know, to rent a bus or a van or something and just drive back and forth across the U.S., you know. It's not that hard to do.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, when you're, you know, flying to different cities and, I mean, going through all kinds of customs, you know, legal stuff. And, I mean, it's, you know, the world is a big place. So, honestly, that's something that, you know, it kind of bums me out. I would really like to get into, you know, all the, you know, different corners of the world.
You know, even throughout the 90s, when metal was kind of more underground and, you know, things like that, you know, it's almost like you know, the Japanese have always had an appreciation for the guitar shredders. Like Yngwie Malmsteen stayed big over there, and Gilbert, you know, stuff that he was doing with Mr. Big was still really big over there. And I think that was really cool, the way everything like that had turned out. And it almost seems like the Japanese still have an appreciation for that even today.
Yeah, I think that's totally true. I think, you know, I don't, you know exactly why it is, but there's something about Japanese culture where, you know, the idea of virtuosity or the idea of being a master at what you do, that's something that's really ingrained in the culture, and it never goes out of style over there. You know, in the U.S., you've got all kinds of trends. It goes up and down, you know. And, yeah, in, like, the mid to late 90s, early 2000s, you know, a period of 10 years, it was, like, illegal to play a guitar solo on the radio, basically.
Yeah.
And in my opinion, it was a really, you know, it was a really dark time for music. But, yeah, you know, if you look at, like, you know, like you said, Yngwie Malmsteen, I mean, he had some massively successful albums and tours in like the mid to late 90s over in Japan or even down in South America. And you look at a band like Mr. Big, okay, that's a classic example. If Mr. Big, they did a reunion tour recently, well, I mean not recently, like maybe 3 or 4 years ago, they did a show in Hollywood and like 300 people went, right? And then on the same tour, you know, they played, you know, like Budokan in Japan, and it was like, you know, 15,000 people, you know, sold out show, and it's incredible, you know. I mean, it blows my mind, but yeah, that's, you know, all the more reason for me to get over there.
So have you had an interest from anybody over there to maybe kind of go over there and play some shows and maybe do some stuff overseas?
Yeah, well, what I'm working on right now is, as far as Japan, because I'm actually, the new album that I mentioned earlier, Visions of Speaking Thunder, I'm trying to shop that to some Japanese labels, mm-hmm. which I'm hoping will pick it up and, you know, deal with the distribution and promotion over there, which I can then follow with some touring in Japan. And that's for my solo stuff. Alien stuff is a lot easier, my perspective, just because that band already has a great following, especially
Well, for my last question for you, Maxwell, and I ask every artist this, do you have any last words to say to any of the fans that are going to be checking this out on my radio show?
Yeah, well, you know, to the people who are listening out there, checking out the interview, checking out the radio show, I mean, you know, if you're listening, obviously you're a fan of some of the underground bands and the true diehard metal band, and just, I'd say, keep supporting those bands. You know, because if you look at music that's popular today, I mean, it sucks, honestly. You know, I mean, Justin Bieber and just this crap, you know, that's on the radio, and it's beat out by, you know, just corporations that want to tell people what's good and things like that. I mean, music, popular music and mainstream music in just a really, really bad place. And if you want, you know, if you want metal and the real, you know, music that comes with real passion and real substance to it, you have to keep supporting those bands. So just go to the shows, you know, buy the CDs, or download it on iTunes or whatever, you know, just get the t-shirt, you know, try to support the band in some way so they can keep creating, you know, keep creating good music and keep fighting, you know, fighting the good fight and fighting just the garbage that's out there right now.